مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello. In this lesson, I will teach you 10 ways to say how is someone. You probably know, hello, how are you, I'm fine, thanks. However, English speakers don't always say, how are you, I'm fine, thanks. It's boring and repetitive. Understanding the formal and informal phrases is also important. If you don't know them, maybe you will cause some problems. Actually, in this lesson, I will help you learn 10 ways to use other phrases to help you improve social interaction. So, are you ready? Let's start. Phrase number one is, how do you do? How do you do? It's a formal greeting for someone that you haven't met before. For example, I'm Jack Smith. How do you do? I'm Angela Black. So remember, this is formal. Number two is, how's it going? How's it going? Also, how are things going? It's an informal way of saying, how are you? If you want to be more polite, you must say, how are you? So don't say, how's it going in a formal and polite situation. Next phrase is, how are you doing? Sometimes we say it faster, like, how you doing? How you doing? It's a little more casual and friendly than how are you, mostly used in America. So if you go to America and you meet people, you can use this phrase, how are you doing? Or how you doing? How you doing? Number four is, how are things? How are things? This is an informal way for how are you. We also say, how are things with you? Or how are things going? Or how's everything? How's everything? So this is informal. Number five is, long time no see. Also, we can say, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's a friendly way said when you meet someone who you haven't seen for a long period of time. Especially, we use this phrase when you meet people unexpectedly. Next phrase is, how have you been? Most of the students don't know the meaning of this. How have you been? This is similar to how are you, but how have you been is used when you haven't seen someone for a longer time, like several months or longer. And remember, you shouldn't actually answer this with a short word like okay or good. You should give news about your life. And I will teach you how to answer these phrases in the next lesson. Number seven is, how are you keeping? How are you keeping is used in actual England mostly. This is British. So it's used to ask if someone feels okay, good, bad, happy, well, etc. For example, how are you keeping, Jill? Oh, pretty well, thanks. Number eight phrase is, what's up? What's up means, what's happening? Usually people just reply, nothing. Most common response, maybe 99% of people say that. Or sometimes we say, not much. Informal way of saying what's up is, sup. Or, what's up? What's up? For example, sup, Alex? Number nine is, what's new? What's new also, we say, what's going on? What's going on? Spoken, especially American English, used as a friendly greeting to mean, how are you? You know, we use what's up and what's new. These are some informal ways of asking how are you, which are typically used to casually greet someone you have met before. And the last phrase is, what have you been up to lately? What have you been up to lately? It means I haven't seen you for a long time, so tell me what you have been doing. This greeting is informal, and the best answer is I've been verb ing. For example, we say I've been working, I've been going to school, I've been helping my father. And I will teach you how to answer in the next lesson. I will give you more actually phrases. So we learned 10 great ways to say how is someone. Let's repeat them very fast. How do you do? How's it going? How are you doing? How are things? Long time no see. How have you been? How are you keeping? What's up? What's new? What have you been up to lately? Let's use these phrases in some real situations. Here, there is a conversation between two friends who haven't seen each other for a long time. And this is an informal conversation. Sarah says, "Hey, Robin, how have you been?" Robin says, "Hey, Sarah, I've been okay. How's it going, Sarah? How's it going?" Which is an informal way to say, "How are you?" Here, there is another conversation between a doctor and Mr. Jackson. And this is formal. So the doctor says, "Good morning, Mr. Jackson. How do you do?" And Mr. Jackson says, "Good morning. Very well. Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you." Do you remember? We use "how do you do" for the first time when we meet people. And this is formal. And here there's a conversation between Jack and Dan. Informal conversation. "Hi, Dan. How are things with you?" And Dan says, "Hey, Jack. Long time no see. What's new? What's new?" Which means "how are you?" But this is informal and mostly used in America. What's new? Informal conversation between Alex and Mrs. Johnson. "Hello, Mrs. Johnson. How are you today?" "Hello, Alex. Very well. Thank you. How's life?" So guys, remember, there is a difference between hello, hi, and hey. We use hello just for formal situation, and we use hi in a friendly and casual way where we meet our friends, and we use hey for the people who you have already met before. And in the next lesson, I will teach you 10 great ways to say how you are. Most of the students say, "I'm fine," but it's boring. Let's change it. Here, I will help you speak English like native. So remember that the best way to improve your pronunciation is repetition. Repetition makes your body understand pronunciation and intonation. So please repeat the phrases exactly after me. How do you do? How's it going? How are you doing? How are things? Long time no see. How have you been? How are you keeping? What's up? What's new? What have you been up to lately? Good job. Now let's move to the next part and test yourself. In this part, you can test yourself and see if you have understood the lesson. If you didn't, I suggest you to come back and review. Let's start. Imagine you meet your close friend at school. How do you greet him? This is an informal situation. So, what do you say? Hey, how's it going? How are things with you? How are you doing? What's new? You haven't seen your friend for 4 months. You meet him on the street suddenly. So, how do you greet him? Hi, Jack. Long time no see. Long time no see. Or, how have you been? How have you been? You are in an office, and then you meet one new colleague that you haven't met before, and you are in a formal situation. So, how do you greet him? Hello. How do you do? How do you do? Your friend is sick, and then you will meet him after 3 days. How do you ask if he is well? And this is mostly used by British people. So we say, Hi. How are you keeping? How are you keeping? Phrases mostly used in America to say how is someone. So what is it? These phrases are How are you doing? How are you doing? Or how you doing? Sometimes we can say what's new. So you have tested yourself, and if you think that you have problem and you didn't understand this lesson, I suggest you to come back and review the lesson. Then you will understand it more and you will be able to use these phrases in your everyday English life.